don't know which way to go. The answer is Jesus and Elevation Radio.
This is Elevation Radio 1, and I'm your host, Pastor Steve, the Music Man Turner. We thank you for taking the journey with us. This is the program that spotlights positive people doing positive things while serving a positive God whose name is Jesus. And if you're not familiar with that, we can tell you, talk to you about it, okay? All right, our subject matter today is Go Get It. Not that. Go Get It. An interview with National CEO Mr. George Sanders of the Daily Gospel Media Network and TV. Listen here, 2 Kings chapter 6 shows a group of prophets out on a field trip trying to expand their horizons and establish a larger meeting place. They relocate to the Jordan River. While there, they decide to chop down some trees in changing their environment. One of them suffers a misfortune. Ever been there? His progress for his vision is delayed. Lord, help us today. Today, if you find yourself where this unknown prophet was, your solution is here. I present to you National CEO Mr. George Sanders of the media conglomerate, the Daily News, Gospel, and TV Media Network. Hear ye him. First, how are you, sir? How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Brother Steve. Pleasure to talk to you, and thanks for having me.
Well, that's no problem. Forgive me for the special effects that we have in the background. It says here in verse, hold on a second. Queen, can you actually read the scripture, or do you want me to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And so it says, one day the group of prophets came by Elisha, and it says here they, in so many words, they asked him to go with them to chop down some trees to have a bigger meeting place. And finally, at some point, as the scripture talks about, one of the prophets loses his axe head, and it falls in the water. And he said, it was borrowed, so I need to get it back. He said, where did it fall in? And he pointed to it, and he threw a stick in the water, and it bobbed up and came up. That's what we're talking about. He said, go get it. And so with that thought in mind, we say, go get it. And so that's what they should do when they are looking at pursuing the dream of business, a vision, where someone has had a thought and idea, but just been too scared, too denied, too delayed, too frustrated, too disenchanted to do it. What do you think about that, Mr. George Sanders? And again, is George Sanders?
Well, I mean, first of all, you know, Pastor Steve, you did say a mouthful there. I always, you know, whenever I'm talking to business owners, I tell them, you know, the biggest thing that you have to learn to deal with, and I didn't say overcome, but deal with, is fear. Fear has stopped many man and woman from accomplishing and achieving a lot of great things. So that's the first thing you got to learn to deal with. But just to tell you about George Sanders, he's a guy who grew up in a very small town in Louisiana, and had a great upbringing. You know, mom and dad, hard workers, led by great examples. You know, my mother, who is no longer here, God rest her soul, she was the first person to introduce me to Christ. As much as I did not want to go to church as a kid, she took me there kicking and screaming. And I will, if there's anything that I can appreciate out of God allowing her to be in my life, is that she introduced me to Christ and had me going to church. And ultimately, tell people this, she's the reason behind the Daily Gospel Network. Because had I not had that upbringing, well, certainly I wouldn't have the Daily Gospel Network. I've been in marketing for quite some time, mostly marketing, and that led me to do video work, website work, graphics work, that sort of thing for ministries. And then we just saw a need to help ministries get seen. And unbeknownst to us, we named the our company the Daily Gospel Network. The intention was for it to be a network of ministry leaders, so sort of like a organization or a community of. And one day I get up on a Saturday morning and I said, we call ourselves the network. We should be on television. And, you know, you ever get these things in life where most of the time when you're starting a business or embarking on an endeavor like that, things are hard. You have to find resources, whether it's money, people, volunteers, all of these things. But with this thing called the Daily Gospel Network, everything just kind of fell into my lap. And that's not to say I didn't have to work, but it just, God created a clear path, and we were able to get this off the ground. We currently have over 300 churches that partner with us that are on the network. We broadcast all over the world. We're on Roku, Amazon Fire. We have our own internet station. We're also on Apple TV. And, you know, hundreds of thousands of people view us every month. And we're very proud of the product that we produce because all 34 of us, and that's everyone that works with the Daily Gospel Network, we strive for excellence every day. Now, do we hit the mark all the time? No. But you know, when we're representing, you know, our Savior, we're going to do it in the best possible manner that we know how to. But this old country boy that that had a dream, and I'm thankful every single day, and I'm grateful that I get to live it out.
Pretty fantastic, sir. Yeah, pretty fantastic. Are there any so you do websites, you say, and TV shows?
Yeah, one of the unique things about the Daily Gospel Network is that we, and the whole premise is, how do we help ministries market themselves? You know, and sometimes when you use the word ministry, church, and then marketing together, it, you know, it's kind of a bad connotation for some people. But the truth of the matter is, you can't grow anything without marketing. Now, whether you call it promotions, marketing, whatever name you want to attach to it, it's all the same.
Outreach.
Outreach. It's still marketing. You're handing out something. Yeah. You're connecting with another human being or another entity to say, hey, here's who we are, here's what we are, and here's who I am. And here's why you need to partake in whatever we're doing, right? So what we've done is we've created this platform, and we said, we've got to make it easy, because in a conventional sense of having a network, we would tell a business or a producer of a show or something, we would tell them, hey, produce this 30-minute show and then get it back to us. Well, I'm smart enough to know that most of the ministries we deal with are dealing with a shoestring budget, and number two, they don't have the knowledge or the resources to create a 30-minute show. But what we did realize is that all of them are doing Facebook Lives. So if we could take our editing team and take their Facebook Live, and then we convert it into a 30-minute show for them, it allows them to be on a nationally, even an international platform, and allows them the opportunity to get seen by people they would normally not be seen by. And that helps them with memberships, that helps them with tithing and donations, and also it helps them get a little bit more polished at their craft of spreading the word.
Woo, craft of spreading the word, wow. Okay,
yeah.
And so this is probably, let me go into my, into my southern voice here. This is probably very expensive, sir. How much does it cost to check? We ain't got no money. I just want to let you know.
Well, you know, and you know, when we started the Daily Gospel Network, that was one of our concerns, was how do we do this? We've got this grand idea, you know, how do we make it accessible, right? And So I can tell you when I first started out, I was really doing a lot of private work for ministries. So I would literally take a sermon. I would, my team would go there and film on site, and then we would do this very elaborate deal, and we would take their two-hour service and truncate it down to about 30 minutes, and then we would publish it, and we would put it on Facebook. And we had a very unique concept of how we were doing that, and we'd get 10, 20,000 views for given church service. And our partners liked it, but that product was very labor-intense. So we charged about $1,500 to $2,500 per month for that. Now,
excuse me.
Exactly. Right. So as you can see, you know, because of that $1,500 to $2,500, keep in mind, I had 10 people working on staff to produce one show. So it was a full-fledged production. And the truth of the matter is most ministries can't afford $2,500 per month.
That's for
right?
sure.
So absolutely. So we had to step back and say, okay, how do we make this affordable, right? And so utilizing their Facebook or their YouTube Live, or, you know, now with the unfortunate part of COVID, but what positive came out of it, a lot of ministry leaders have learned to shoot and produce product from home, right? And so now they can do it inexpensively, whether they're shooting from their iPhone or a very inexpensive camera phone or whatever the case is, and then they shoot and they send it to us. We put an intro, we put an outro to it, inserts for tithing and donations or special events that they may have during their show, and we have packages as low as $25 per week. Now, imagine that we've gone from $2,500 to $25 per week, and we charge on a monthly basis. So we have some programs that are like $99 a month. Our most expensive package is $199 a month. So there's no hidden fees. There's no, so we don't say, hey, it's $199, and then you come back, and then we add for, you know, it's the what I call the used car scam, and we're adding excise tax and clean your tire tax and
those extras,
special audition tax. Yeah, and then you're paying $500. No, it's either going to be $99, $149, or $199, and we give a ton of free perks with that. We even have a marketing class that we do for free. We have we do billboards when special holidays and events come up, that we promote each individual ministry to thousands of people. And we have somewhere around 60,000 people that follow us on social media currently. It's about 70,000 at this point when you take Instagram or Facebook. And we post ministries, sermons on that, and that's not something that anyone is ever going to be charged for. Yeah.
So by all this sounds fantastic. So I guess some people are saying, how can we sign up?
Well, it's very simple. You can go to dailygospelnetwork.info. Okay, dailygospelnetwork.info. And on there, you can watch a short video where I kind of explain some of the perks of being on the network. In addition to that, you can click the sign-on button, and then you schedule a time to speak to one of our coordinators. And we speak to probably 15 to 25 ministries every day that are interested in the network. Now, one of the things I will tell people is this. Because we have 302, we only have about 30 slots left that are available. So if you're interested, I would advise you to take advantage as soon as you can. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
You know what, Pastor Stephen, let me mention this, by the way.
Uh-huh.
This month, we've been running a special. When you come on to the network, whatever package, whether it's a $99 package, $149, or the $199 package, you get a free 5-page custom website as well.
Oh.
It costs you a dime. As long as you're paying to be on the network, you get your website. And so we don't charge you to set the website up. You only thing you pay for is your domain name, and you can get one of those from GoDaddy.
This is
or,
incredible. Ring a bell. This is fantastic. I've never heard anything such like a. Is it this blowing my mind? Is this the concept? It's just too much. I need help.
We're trying.
Breaking
man.
All the rules,
we're
sir.
Trying to do our part. I'm even going to tell you the other thing. We just created a course called the Ministry Marketing Mastery Course, 18 video course that is taught by me. There's a workbook, a 14 chapter workbook, ebook/workbook that comes with that, and we teach everything from branding your ministry to video production. But how to get in front of thousands of people, just like we do every single day with the Daily Gospel Network. And we make it very simple and plain. In addition to that, okay, you get this for free when you're on the network. Now, if you're not on the network, you have to pay for the course. But there again, it's not expensive either. And we charge $47 for the course. And we charge another $47 to be a part of the weekly training. So all in. The course is a one-time fee of $94, and you're the same strategies, same techniques that we have for the Daily Gospel Network that we use to take it from virtually being a local network to an international network with tens of, thousands of people that follow us on social media and hundreds of thousands that watch us on television. We teach you those same things. There's no secrets. We unveil everything.
Well, let me ask you, to be this successful and pioneering and visionary, some people have businesses and all that, but they're not really related to Christ. They're not really saved. They're not really filled with the Holy Ghost. They just have found a niche and they like to work it because church people may be a little easy. Is that you, sir, or do you actually have a bona fide relationship with Christ?
Yes, absolutely, I do. As I was saying, my mother introduced me to Christ, and you and I talk a lot, or enough, and I'm not a pastor.
You sound like one.
However,
sir.
I have my own. Well, you and I, we talk about that all the time.
That's why I call you the bishop.
this is my ministry. Now, you made a statement. You said because church people are easy. I'm going to have to counter that. I have had other businesses, secular businesses, if you want to term it that, that were far easier to do the public. And on top of that, I was dealing with a wider audience. One of the things that I could say, I love my church people. Okay. To the nth degree of my heart. Right. But we're some of the most skeptical people out there. I have this conversation with pastors all the time. As a follower of Christ, part of our heart, if not all of our heart, should want to give people the benefit of the doubt. But we have a cloud over our head, if you will, where we think that everyone is out to get us. And so whenever I do have a program, and I get it, people have been burnt in the past. And so when I have a program that is $47 for a marketing course, they're saying, I'm not going to buy this because there's something behind it.
Yeah.
There is. And then I give you bits and pieces of it so you can see, okay, this is professionally produced and put together, and I'm pouring my heart, my soul, my passion into this because I promise you. And I'm not saying this because it's me or it's my team that put this together. There are other people that sell courses that are not even a fraction of this. They sell for thousands of dollars. And we're selling ours for $47. We're putting people on the air for not even a couple of $100. We're doing it because our commitment to Christ and where we want to see people's lives change and evolve. But sometimes, of course, I got to have this conversation all the time. We got to stop being skeptical. We got to be faithful, and we got to trust that God is directing us in the right path. So when you see that thing that comes up that says Daily Gospel Network, and you could be on television for as little as $25 a week. There are no hidden fees. Nobody's going to pull the rug from under your feet. There's not going to be anything crazy hiding behind door number three, right? This is this is good stuff.
All righty. Well, that's pretty exciting. Let's see here. Now, you missed it, Mr. Sanders. You missed my birthday celebration, which was last week when I was allowing myself to be roasted. And
well,
I had two programs, and various folks around the city called, and around the country called and tried to take me down. And so a shout out to
no avail. You kept standing, my brother.
Yeah, thank you, sir. A shout out to Dr. Leroy McKenzie Jr., who tried to take me down, and Ronald Sample was down in Florida with his wife, and they tried to embarrass me publicly. And Zenobia Sampson, who tried to willow me down to a midget. But there were some folks who called to toast me. And as someone, Dr. Valerie Walker said, I didn't call to roast you. I called to toast you. And it's so wonderful to hear that. I'm still getting, you can still donate to a birthday fundraiser to help keep Elevation Radio 1 on the air. And to also keep Praise Unlimited Ministries, the on-call gospel, serving the D.C. and Baltimore, Virginia area since 1994. Folks are still giving, and a shout-out to Dr. Bert Cross, who has promised to pledge to give. My goodness, Mario Bridges, the list is rather endless, and I appreciate that. And if you want to do it, you can do it, commercial break here, www.paypal.me/SMM. Capital M, lowercase EDIA, stands for STM Media, Steve Turner Ministries Media. And that's 2020 on the end of that. And or you can give to www.paypal.me/PUM2020, stands for Praise Unlimited Ministries, playing for your revivals, anniversaries, and things of that nature, sometimes even on the same day. I've been doing it a long time. Thank God for it. Let's see here. Now, someone, I'm going to take a break here for a second. Dr. Sanders, one of the Donna Walton Gospel Network artists, Paulette Triplett, wrote a song for me, a birthday song. Can you believe that?
Wow.
And
that's pretty special when you get your own birthday song. I mean, that's pretty big time. Music man, pretty big.
I guess I'm elevated. I'm not sure. But,
there you go.
I tell you what. Let's check it out. See what you think of it. Okay. This is a world premiere, and it's called The Birthday Song.
Happy birthday, Pastor Steve. This is my song for you. Happy birthday. Celebrate all your victories. Happy
I couldn't take no more. Okay. She went into that medley. To God be the glory. Almost had me crying tears. But I had to be strong. Strong.
So yes, cool. Sir.
Okay.
That's
kind of
wonderful.
That's kind of talent we have here on this program. And
yes, sir.
There was a prophetic part in there also. So I received that very well. So that's that's kind of talent that needs to be out there. You know,
well,
out there.
You know, I think you and I are going to have some discussion about we need more musical acts on the network. It's one of the things that I'm looking, starting in August, I want to, do a few more variety things, more talk shows, more round tables, more interaction with our audience. We can figure out a way to do that, and certainly more musical acts and musical shows. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I call it the DG effect. When they look at the website and it's like, matter of fact, speaking of websites, www.ultimatepraise.us is our website for Stephen Turner Ministries and Praise Unlimited Ministries through the Daily Gospel Network.
Yeah. Network. Whoa.
Yeah. And
well,
so,
what do you say?
I speak high level vision or elevation, and so so we can have if you want to look at a website, look at our website and see what you think of that, and that gives you a pittance. I have to, since when I'm dealing with doctors and CEOs and CFOs, I have to go into a higher educational level. It gives you a pittance of the type of structure you can get when you deal with the Daily Gospel.
See, man, look, music, man, you test my humility at all times. You do, man. I mean, hanging around you, man, my head might get a little.
It's all right, sir. Because
as my grandmother would say, I might mess around and think I'm somebody.
Well, matter of fact, when I first saw your video, which you're stepping out on Facebook, I was like, look at this bishop, and talking about this network. I said this on some. It caught my attention, and you know, your voice has the heavy character of heavy anointing, and so I can see you actually. Although this is your pulpit, I can actually see in a pulpit. Now, Thessalonians 1:2, the Lord has said. Matter of fact, let me ask my wife this question, Queen.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Doesn't he sound like a bishop?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. See, my wife. She's from New York, so she's been around church all her life.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It sounds better. You know, when Music Man tells me it sounds great, but when it comes from you, it just sounds even more elevated.
Oh, Lord. I have been dethroned from my throne. God almighty. I didn't even see it coming. That's all right, sir.
Appreciate that.
So her head is swelling. So let me see. There are, since we're talking about Christian businesses, there are many Christian businesses that you may not have known were actually Christian businesses. We know Daily Gospel because it's in the title, and because we've spoken to you. But did you know that Forever 21 was a Christian business?
Had no idea. No.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A. Christian business.
Yes, I'm very, very familiar with them and, how they view working on the Sabbath and things of that nature.
Yep.
I've done a little research on them, yeah.
Yeah. Tyson Foods.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alaska Airlines.
Did not know that, no.
Okay. And they may not be a Christian business, but they deal with Mormons and all that, is the Marriott Hotel. You'll find a Mormon book in your hotel with some measure of, believing in something as opposed to just greed.
Greed, yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of business, let me get your opinion on this. I'm going south here, but it's a national situation. Your former president, Donald J. Trump, is facing serious issues in south side of New York and also the east side of New York from different attorney generals who are going after CEOs and CFOs and the family to bring them down because they're not going to let them get away with that injustice on June 6th. That's what I see. Not to mention, I think the person in Georgia who he tried to intimidate so many votes to bribe him, it looks that way. What can you do as a business person to protect yourself from government investigations and other fraud and things of this nature that don't give credence to losing priority in the business? What should your priority be as a business owner?
It's very simple. Do the right thing. It's very simple. You know, just kind of how I look at it. We live in a country, we live in a society where you pay taxes. There are provisions that help us not avoid taxes, not pay taxes, but maybe reduce our tax liability, right? And so hire a great accountant, hire a great attorney. And if you're not at that position yet in your business life, make sure you're doing the right things, because none of these things, listen, you don't ever want to live your life looking over your shoulder. I don't care how much money you're making, it can't dissolve that idea of, you know, is the federal government going to come knocking at my door one day because of tax fraud? Is the federal government going to come knocking on my door for evading this or that? So it's very simple. Just do the right thing. You know,
one
second. Of things we don't even need. We don't even need books.
Wait a minute. Somebody's knocking on my door. It's not me.
It's
my wife.
It's not the feds. Yeah. Well, let me put it like, if you're doing the right thing, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then therefore, those are things that you don't have to worry about. And so many times, people are willing to take chances, whether it's a less than ethical attorney or less than ethical a tax person that's saying, hey, you can do this and maybe skirt by doing this. It's not worth it. Do things the right way, and you know, at least you'll have peace of mind. And none of these things really even matter in terms of making your business successful. I always tell people this: if you're not making any money, then there are no taxes to pay, right? So when you're successful, be grateful for the success God has allowed in your life, right? And do the right thing. Be a good steward at that point. Mm.
Wait a minute, I hope so, sir. Should you pay tithes on what you make from the business?
Oh my
okay,
goodness.
Can I keep it all?
Let me tell you this. It's very difficult. Now, and I can go into a sermon about this. And 15 cents might buy you a cup of coffee somewhere. All right.
Okay.
You can't have one without the other. I mean, that's just the world that I live in. Tithing is not like going to Vegas. It's not a slot machine. You don't put your money in and then it comes right back out. You know, it's repetitiveness. It's a commitment that then yields, right, a harvest. Mm-hmm. It may be 2 days, 2 years, 20 years down the road, right? But nevertheless, it is that you are sowing so that you will reap, right? So it goes hand in hand. You're not going to be successful. You may have momentarily success, right, here and there, sprinkled out here and there, but in terms of sustained success, it's just against the principle of God. I mean, that's just what it is. So I'm talking, if you want long-term success, tithing, donating, spending your time, and it's not always financial, right? It's finding a way to pour into
it. There it is.
Yeah.
You have just ruined it for all. Most of the traditional pastors that.
Well, yeah. I know that's their biggest. Yeah, I know. Stop. Pump the brakes. I know that's what it is, but here's the deal. Okay, so if you're a minister and you have a ministry, and for instance, you have someone volunteering to video you every week, shoot your videos every week, and edit your videos every week, that's money that the church and the ministry is saving. So money saved is money earned, because you could very well go out and pay someone, particularly if someone within your congregation has a skill set at that. Let's say, for instance, someone within your membership is painting the church, the building, the sanctuary. Well, guess what? That's money that the church is saving. That person is tithing and donating, because I'm sure he or she could have been spending their time doing something else. Right.
And so you should value person and their contributions and not use them by still trying to get them to pay tithes.
I mean, if I were the pastor, again, this is totally my opinion, that would be at their discretion.
Mm-hmm.
I would leave that totally up to the individual's discretion, and I would not hold it against them or one way or the other. I would not.
Well, that's if you and I were in charge. Now, I try to get my wife to tithe to the church and give things to me and do things in that respect. And she looks at me like, And so, maybe you found a secret, but I haven't. Does your wife tithe into your business?
Yes. And then we do things like, so for instance, we do things that we don't charge for churches, okay? So it may be churches that we don't know. Like we will do sometimes graphic work for churches that we know that can't afford it, that's not coming to us and running sort of, you know, oh, woe is me, pity party. But we know the ministries that are working diligent and hard and to be on the network or to have a website, to do these things. We know those ministries, and we're aware of them. And occasionally, more than often, we find ways to give to those churches and
so
to those ministries.
You're a CEO with a heart.
Well, I try to be, because at the end of the day, I God's not judging me based on some sort of bottom line. I got to say, hey, you were in 2001, wow, you were wildly successful. Boy, did you save some money and you found a way to skirt a few taxes there. I don't think that's going to be the program for me. I think it's how many people's lives did I impact while I was here.
Now, if someone says to you, Dr. Sanders or Bishop Sanders, we heard this from the Elevation Radio 1, and can I say the Music Man sent you? Is there a special they can get?
Yeah, if they tell us that they got, I'm going to do something that's going to be bananas. Okay,
watch out! Ring the bell.
Yeah, let it
roll.
Okay,
drum roll.
So for everyone that says that they heard the program and they'd like to partake with the Daily Gospel Network, like I said, on our church, we can do as many websites as there are churches, right? Okay. So the staff can handle that. But when it comes to the Daily Gospel Network, we only have so many slots. There's only so many 30 minutes in a day, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got, I think, about, I want to say 31, anywhere from 28 to 31 slots available. Okay. So with that being said, for anyone who signs up and they said that they heard it from Pastor Steve, Music Man, Pastor Turner, however you want to phrase it, we're going to do 50% off.
Oh, that's devastating, sir. Devastating. That is awesome.
50% off the first month. So I want you, if I have some time slots available on Sunday, which is my, which is our most expensive time slot, which is $199 a month. So that would literally be $99 a month or whatever half of $199 is. If you're doing the $25 time slot, which is $99 a month, your first month is going to be about $49. And then the $149, then it would be about $74 for your first month.
And you've heard it live right here on Elevation Radio 1, groundbreaking scenario from the VIP CEO, the Bishop, George, Bishop Sanders of the Daily Gospel.
Man, that sounds good. And you know what? Look, I want to reiterate, no hidden fees. So you're not going to get, okay, $75 plus, it's $75. You're going to pay your first month, and then the following month you'll go back to the regular rate. But, you know, we just want to fill up these last few spots that we got, and this will be a wonderful way to do it. And we'd love to have you guys on, and it's a great way to say your message. I think all ministry leaders, all pastors, and men and women of God have different messages, and those different messages are specific and anointed for the person that hears it. I was talking to a pastor the other day, and he says, George, I'm going to be out of town, but I just don't want you to rerun something from 2 months ago. I said, why? He says, because I did it 2 months ago. I said, well, it's going to fall on somebody's ears for the first time, and it's going to be a revelation for that person. So don't block anybody else's blessings or motivation or inspiration that they're going to get from it because you think it's old. It might be old to you, but somebody's going to hear it for the first time and be inspired and perhaps give their life to Christ.
See, that's where I call you a bishop, because that's a bishop explanation and instruction to a pastor. He needs the overseer's spirit to come in and actually help him out. Now he's got epiphany and revelation and all that. And he can go on vacation and cheer up his wife without the fear of worrying about
it. That's right. Spend a whole bunch of money and then enrich the economy and all that.
Yeah. So that's the benefit of a heart full of integrity, which is important. Now, how can folks reach you again?
Well, the best way to get in touch with us is dailygospelnetwork.info. If you would just like to be you would like to just watch the Daily Gospel Network, it is dailygospelnetwork.tv, internet station, dailygospelnetwork.tv. Or if you've got Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, you can simply go to your guide and type in Daily Gospel Network, and we come up, and you can watch us 24 hours a day. We have nonstop programming, so there's never going to be a void where we have time slots that are not taken up. So there's always going to be 24 hours, 7 days a week work of God's Word.
So the subject matter today is go get it. So if you need to get the ministry out there, God is bugging you and worrying you to death about get my ministry out there and do what I told you to do. You've been procrastinating. I understand that if you've heard something, someone confirms it one time, two times, even the third time, it's because God is trying to get the message to you because your head is hard. You don't want to do it. You're lazy. You're procrastinating. And he's now got to do all these things to get you and go through people to get you to do what you should be doing. Get off the bench. Get off the stool. Get off the seat. And start working in the ministry. Get it out there. God wants you to exhibit it and show it. What better way to do it than the Daily Gospel Media Network, global, international. I mean, go international. Go from zero to hero and do what God told you to do.
Amen.
Yeah, while you have time. I was trying to do some things here in my... You have any questions you want to ask Bishop Sanders, Queen?
No. It's a pleasure to have you on the program today.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate y'all for having me.
Don't you sound very... well, you may not can say this, but you sound very beautiful, sweetheart. You sound very sweet.
Even though I'm watching, still, thank you, honey.
because I love with thee. And I forgot. I'm in a professional interview.
Okay. All right, you're getting all mercy on the radio.
Let me go back to this high level of journalism. So, yes. Forgive me, Doc Sanders. The woman distracteth me. So,
that's okay, I'm with you on that.
You're married too, aren't you, sir?
Yes, sir. 15 beautiful years. Yes, sir.
Oh, you're right where we are. July would be 16 right. years. And
I just made 15, April 9th. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, sir. Because
thank you. And you as well.
It's not easy to be married and try to run a business and try to run a church and try to be a father, a husband, a grandfather. Happy Father's Day in advance.
Thank you. You as well. I tell people this all the time, they talk about my wife and I, we're always, you know, after 15 years, you guys are giddy, right? And you're always, I said, well, you know, sometimes, you know, obviously we have our situations, you know, we practice is that we laugh at ourselves, you know, because there's really nothing in this world to get upset at when you've been through some things, right? If you haven't been through anything, then the least little thing can distract you and can really upset you. For us, we've been through some things, right? So when we find ourselves over something trivial, we laugh about it because we can go back in our data bank and say, hey, remember that time when we were facing this? And we pledged to kind of tell each other that whenever we get kind of like upset at each other or one or the other about something, hey, remember that? And it kind of puts us back in place. And there were times in my life where I had to really depend on my wife. I mean, like life or death, I had to depend on my wife and vice versa. And so when you have that kind of relationship, you know what the person's made of, particularly when you're in that life or death situation and they don't leave you and they actually stick with you.
That's amazing, isn't it?
That's a miracle. That's right. You know what you have, right? So I'm very happy. I'm very pleased.
Well,
is every day a bed of roses? No. But
well, give her a shout out.
I have a lot of them.
Give her a shout out.
Her name is Valencia Richardson Sanders. She is the love of my life, and she is she keeps the family, you know, all three of the kids. She keeps us kind of sane. You know, it's a lot of stuff that we, you know, particularly with this COVID stuff, man. My wife has kept us all safe, and God. Blessings on our family that she's kept us where we, you know, we were about our heads, you know, we did the right things in terms of, disinfecting and all of this stuff. And she was always on it. Now she has a medical background and that helps out a lot, but she,
okay.
Sometimes I would get in the house and I'd say, is it necessary we do all of these things? But when you look back on it and you say, okay, none of us, not one of us,
mm-hmm.
even became sick. So I say, thank God. Yeah,
thank God
I had a woman diligent.
You got a little teary, got a little mushy there, sir. You want to blow a kiss or something?
Yes. Oh, she knows. Look, and I'm waiting for her to come in any minute. And I don't know, we'll probably do something special tonight, you know, with the kids and.
Well, okay. Mrs. Family, this is a family show. It's a family show, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, we're.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me see here. So I can't be outdone here on this program by my guest. Sweetheart.
Yes.
I want you to know that I am crazy about you with Jay, and I thank God for you. I just want you to know that you're the apple of my eye, the center of my joy. I just want you to know, sweetheart.
Oh, my God.
Ain't nobody like you. You're sweet. You're cinnamon. You're honey. You're joyful. Your voice is like music to my ears. Okay, I got that.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
You went old school on me. The apple of my eye. That was good.
I had to do it at the Barry White impression, right? Okay. Gets them every time. And so I want to set up some upcoming things here. I will be doing another program tonight, God willing, at 7. We will have the music legend, that's what I call her, and that is Minister of Music, Loretta Jackson. Yeah, baby, Loretta Jackson will be here at 7. One of Baltimore's great legends of Hammond B3 organ, preaching and singing and gospel music. So this is fantastic, and she'll be here. Also on June 26th, I will be virtually at the Harlem Book Fair in New York. Promoting my book, The Other Pulpit, Life Lessons of a Leader. And so we'll be doing a 10 to 3 a seminar virtually from the Christian Authors on Tour, Dr. Lynn Pender. Yeah, and so that's pretty fantastic. If you would like to get the best on-call organist this side of the Himalayas, or should I say in the DMV, you can call Praise Unlimited One Call Organist at 1-410-302-2737. What did I just say? 1-410-302-2737. And revivals, funerals, doesn't really matter. Sometimes the same day, if my schedule fits it, that's what we've been doing since 1994. www.aworldofpraises.com. And also www.ultimatepraise.us. That's what we do. And so I want to give a shout-out to Sir David Murphy. I left his function at the Arts Social Club and just in time to get back here and do this program. It was jam-packed, stacked with power players from Baltimore in a community activism role. Great food. It's fantastic. It ends at 7. And also left Reverend Christina Flowers early this morning for a luncheon and planning structure from 11 to 2. Went there on Main Avenue and talked to the power players around the city who are in community activists trying to make things better for the homeless, the poor, the widows. And let me say, you can't say this. What's you calling me from what state, Bishop Sanders?
Louisiana.
Okay, you don't have these kind of problems here, but we have here in Baltimore, we have crime, uncontrollable murders, over 300. We have a lazy police commissioner who doesn't know what he's doing. We have a school system that passes and promotes failing students. Did a couple, and now they want to do en masse. And the person that collects over $300,000 in salary, more than the mayor. I say fire her and get rid of her. Get rid of the commissioner, save some money. ask God who to put in there. And a matter of fact, when you're cleaning house, might as well get rid of the mayor too, because they don't know what he's doing. And so that's what I'm saying here. And you can't say that, Mr. Sanders, because you're from Louisiana, but I'm saying it. And so we would have less corruption in the city. And so corruption is no good in business. It's no good in politics. It's no good in the church. Good God Almighty. Because sometimes there are problems in the house, God. That's why he's coming there first. Judgment will start first in my house. And then, if that's the case, where do the rest of us stand? Phew, that's heavy. Give me that number again, or the website again, so folks can reach out for the Daily Gospel and get the Music Man special.
Yes. Let's see. We're going to do 50% off your first month. And you can schedule some time with one of our coordinators. Simply go to www.dailygospelnetwork.info. That's dailygospelnetwork.info. Click the button, and it will take you to where you can get more info by scheduling some time. You're not obligated. You can actually speak to one of our coordinators just to kind of find out more information if you like. The website itself covers just about everything you want to know. It's got testimonials on it. It shows you what your program could potentially look like and all those good things. And if you would just like to watch the Daily Gospel Network, go to dailygospelnetwork.tv or catch us on Roku, Amazon Fire, and Apple TV.
You got everything, sir. Fully loaded. with all the tools necessary. It's fantastic. So if your ministry is just kind of weak and pitiful, you can actually get it up to snuff. And even God likes excellence. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's important.
That's important. That's absolutely right.
Yep. Yeah, walk the path. Take the challenge. Mm-hmm. Get off your seat of do-nothing and get ministry out there, because churches are not meeting so that souls still need to be saved. How can they do it?
That's right. Have
to baptize,
right,
baby. Yeah. Does my wife have anything to say?
I'm thinking.
Oh, she's thinking. That could be dangerous.
Mm-hmm. No.
So you made me wait for that. You see what I got to go through for me? She held me on hold for a second and came up with. do you have this problem, Doc Sanders?
Yeah, we all do. You know, but for my wife, it's the other way around. She asked me something. She said you deliberate on stuff too long. But, I just want to say the right thing. I try to avoid putting foot in my mouth. You know what I mean?
Well, because you know what happened. If you say the wrong thing, you could dinnerless on the couch. It could be a problem. Don't you know?
Yeah.
I know that, tell you. I want to
make it to my 16-year anniversary. You know, I want to make it to my 16-year anniversary. So I find what I say.
This is true. I find that prayer is necessary to help you continue along the path. And so sometimes I ask God, what did you give me? What's going on? How can I handle this? There's no handbook in this situation.
Well, we're gonna get unionized. We talked about this the other day. We're gonna get unionized.
Oh, that's a whole other program, sir. Don't get me in trouble because you're mad.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by unionizing? Are you trying to take over?
Like, I thought we were already in charge. I mean, oh. Something happened. Okay, I have to get you out of here, Dr. Sanders, because you're gonna get me in trouble. And so once this program is over, still stay here. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I said, once this program is over, I still got to stay here.
Well, yeah, you do. Yes. So I don't want to interrupt that. So, but, man, thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure. Love talking to you, man.
You're one of my favorite CEOs, and that's important. Anything you want to say to him as he goes, as we end the program? Queen?
Yes. Thank you so much, so very much for being here. It's a pleasure hearing from you.
All right. So we're closing now. Okay, we're closing now. And remember what Elisha told the unknown prophet. He said, go get the axe head. Go get the dream. Go get the blessing. And if you're sitting in the seat of do nothing, it's time to get up and get to work while you still have time. Keep your heads up. Keep your heads up. Keep your heads up.